Beneath the gloom of a moonless sky, we strode with haste, my sisters and I, to a humble hamlet once pure and pristine, now spoiled and stained by the servants of sin. We encountered a presence so vulgar and vile, in a boy of 18 it sought to defile. In a room of shadows and dim candle flame, holding hands in a circle, we called forth its name. We feared the worst, but this was much worse. Did we wondered, incur God's curse? We steadied our stance, refusing to flee, embraced to battle, not one demon, but three. Three spawns of Satan that we now faced. Deliver us, we prayed, as we prayed for grace. Clutching my beads to my supple breast, I am ready, I cried, for this infernal test. The first of the spirits was the prince of pride. It sensed my weakness that I struggled to hide. For it stripped us down to our naked skin, knowing my sister's bodies was my secret sin. I resisted its taunts and my growing desires. It was a test of faith and mental maneuvers. And so it pleasured my sisters with what pleasures entail. But amidst their moans, I managed to prevail. Scarcely with time to catch my breath, when the next one appeared, reeking of death. Ah, the demon of deception, not much of a threat, I foolishly proclaimed to my eternal regret. To my utter surprise, he had me in a headlock, gagging and sputtering and choking on his cock. I deplored, then implored, and pleaded for release, but only when I confessed did the demon desist. Stripped of cloth and dignity and vigor, I knew I was beaten, I could not face another. But my sisters forgave and helped me off the floor, and stood me on shaky feet to do battle. Once more. With faith fast fading, I braved my final fear, a fiendish foe with a force that most are familiar. For it favors fairly the wicked and the just. Its number is 69, and its name is Lust. But it offered a bargain to leave the boy be. In return, I must be willing to let it ravish me. With a moment's thought, I finally agreed to offer as sacrifice my womb for his seed. With a tempestuous wind, we ascended to the ceiling and proceeded to fornicate over my sister's wailing. We frolicked and fucked in ghostly suspension. Until I blacked out and awoke, was this heaven? Alas, it was not, surrounded by my sisters, recounting my exploits to you, dear listeners. I pray you find meaning in my tale with a twist of the time and the last when I was a female exorcist.